This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Let's zoom out for a minute and have a really big picture. You are living under a mind-controlled, speech-controlled tyranny. You don't have health freedom or medical freedom or speech freedom or financial freedom or political freedom or anything, but humanity is waking up and now threatening the globalist controllers. And I think that we are headed to a global revolution of independent thinking, awakening, liberty, freedom all around the world. And this is what is totally freaking out the globalists, which explains why they are going insane with their censorship. They see that people are waking up to the truth about vaccines or the toxic cancer industry. They see what's happening. The people know that the media is lying to them. Public trust in mainstream journalism is at an all-time low. Nobody trusts the media except maybe the most insane, you know, illiterate idiots who can't think for themselves. And this explains why there's been such a massive, rapid growth of interest in the independent media over the last 20 years, because people are tired of having their conclusions and opinions spoon-fed to them by a corrupt mainstream media that just lies by default. They lie about everything, and the people are realizing it. You know, backtrack a little bit. Think about it. When we were younger, and those of us, I'm about 50, so talking about growing up in the 1970s and the 1980s. And back then, this was before the internet, of course, we only had really three networks. You had ABC, NBC, and CBS, and that was it. You got your news from the three networks. And by the way, all the news was homogenized. It was identical because all three networks, even at that time, were all controlled by the equivalent of the deep state of the day. You weren't getting the truth back then, but there wasn't as much disagreement because everybody was being told the same lies. It's just like in North Korea today, everybody's told the same lies by the state-run media. That's the way America was before the internet. It was state-run media. The deep state told you what to think. The deep state ordered the media what to report. And the media was obedient. And then CNN came along, and CNN was also obedient, went along with the deep state, just parroted more lies. It wasn't until the internet came along that people began to have an option to see a different point of view, real journalism, real independent thinking, real media. And then from about 1995 through 2015, the internet was mostly free. And people were able to launch websites and talk about what they wanted to talk about and engage in independent journalism. And that's when we grew. You know, Natural News launched in 2003. It was called News Target at the time, and grew rapidly, expanded to millions of readers per month, which is where it is right now, millions of readers a month, and began to really teach people about nutrition and anti-cancer foods and protecting yourself from toxic vaccine ingredients and the dangers of GMOs, the dangers of toxic chemical laundry detergent, and all these things. And, you know, how to prevent cancer, how to prevent and reverse diabetes, all these amazing topics. Then with the election of Donald Trump in 2016, the deep state freaked out and ordered the tech giants to engage in a massive coordinated censorship crackdown of independent information because they had lost control of the narrative. They had lost control. And it was apparent at that time that the independent media was going to overtake the mainstream media. Actually, it had already happened. Our audience was bigger than CNN. You know, Drudge Report was bigger than Washington Post, bigger than the New York Times, even in terms of traffic. Other independent media organizations like InfoWars or Breitbart, also massive operations, reaching millions of people a month, sometimes tens of millions a month. So the crackdown came because the establishment had to reassert control over the narrative. make sure that people could only see the information that they wanted you to see. And that is what is underway now. The banning of channels on YouTube and Facebook and Apple banning apps and Google banning apps and Google shadow banning websites and all of this. This is what happened because they could not allow you to see the truth on naturalnews.com. A simple, undeniable truth that vaccines kill some children, that vaccines are dangerous. A simple, undeniable truth that chemotherapy kills people, that most people who die of, quote, cancer actually die from cancer treatments, not cancer. Simple truths that there are foods you can buy at the grocery store that reverse cancer. You can go buy spices at the grocery store like turmeric and ginger and garlic, and they have anti-cancer properties. Or even red grapes, for that matter. But they could not let you see that truth. They could not let you have access to information that would challenge the status quo. So that's kind of a short history of information freedom and censorship. And now the censorship has escalated to the point where it is trying to destroy human knowledge. They don't want humanity to have any memory that there are such things as anti-cancer foods. They don't want humanity to be able to prevent disease. They don't want humanity to be free. They want everybody to be a slave to the pharmaceutical giants. They want everybody to be a slave to the political lies of the Democrats and the left-wing media. They want everybody to believe in climate change, even when it's a massive scientific fraud being pushed by the left. It's all about control of the narrative. That is what's behind everything you're seeing today in terms of censorship and deplatforming and so on. Controlling the narrative. That's why they're doing it. And ultimately, controlling the narrative is about controlling your mind, controlling what you think, controlling what you're allowed to speak, because they can't let you be free. Human freedom is the most dangerous thing from the point of view of the globalists. Human freedom is the enemy of globalist enslavement. But I have a prediction here today. I have a prediction that humanity will be free one day. That this global dark ages, this suppression of knowledge, will come to an end. That what we are all experiencing today, those of us who are living under this systematic oppression and suppression, we're living under the Third Reich Nazi empire of the tech giants, the Jack Dorsey techno-fascists, speech supremacists, like Mark Zuckerberg. We are living under their dictatorial, evil rule. And yet, I believe this will be a temporary situation. I think humanity will prevail. I think that the truth will win out. And I think that those who are committing these crimes against knowledge will be punished. And they should be punished. They should be indicted, imprisoned, and made to pay reparations, frankly, to all the websites that they censored and all the people that they harmed over all these years of censorship and oppression. It's just unreal. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Learn about the benefits of cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin. Learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly, pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.